The reading today is from John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's command and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friend. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other.
Well, good morning. Let me once again welcome you. My name is Steve. I'm a minister working here at St. Peter's. It's very good to have you with us on this Remembrance Sunday as we honour and give thanks for those who have served this country in the highest possible way. Let me pray as we begin. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. We pray that we would learn from him as we hear from your word this morning. Amen. I wonder, could I get a volunteer? Is someone brave enough to come to the room? There is. Would you like to come up? Thank you. What is your name? Leo. Well, thank you for coming up, Leo. Very brave of you. I appreciate it. You may have seen me bringing this up with me, which may have helped you to put your hand up, maybe. So I've got a few questions for you. First of all, which is your favourite one out of all these different chocolates? You're not sure. Could I give you a few options? Malteser, quite a lot of people like. You haven't tried them all. Would you know one that you like? No? What about Malteser? Think you like Malteser? No? Do you not like chocolate? No? This isn't going to work if you don't like chocolate. So would you like someone else to come up, or do you want to have a think? Do you like any different chocolate? Do you want to have a look? There's Twix. Do you think you like a Twix? Okay, good choice, Twix there. No, you didn't know which one you like. Maybe you don't know which one you don't like either, but do you know which one you don't like? Some people don't like Snickers because they've got nuts in. Yeah, I don't like Snickers. And let me just pick one in the middle. I think Mars bar. Everyone kind of, Mars bar's okay, but not anyone's favourite, not anyone's worst. So we've got Twix, which is your favourite, so you think maybe. We've got Snickers, which you don't like, and we've got Mars bar, which is somewhere in between. Okay, so you've got three chocolates at the moment, but all these other boys and girls here, they haven't got any. That's a bit sad, isn't it? Do you think you could give someone your Snickers? This is your least favourite one. Do you think you could give another boy or girl a Snickers? Could you just, it could be anyone, but could you give that one away to someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you could, okay. We throw it out here. Whoop! There we go. What about the middle one, the Mars bar? Do you think you could give that one away? You do. So should we throw that to someone as well? Whoop. What about your favourite one, or the one that you think might be your favourite one? This is your last one now. Do you think you could give that to someone else? You do. Well, that's very impressive. You think you could give that to someone else, even though you have no chocolates left? Okay, should we throw this one over here? Whoop. Well, that's very impressive. You've given away all your chocolates now, so you've got no chocolates left. So you can go and sit down. Well, I don't know if any of us could do that. Could you give away your favourite chocolates? I'm very impressed by Leo. He could, and now he's got no chocolates. You might realise that in a minute, he's got none left. But let's keep going with this idea. Could you give away a toy? A dinosaur? Maybe you like dinosaurs, maybe you like Paw Patrol, or maybe you've got a favourite doll, or Lego. Could you give away a toy? Let me make it a bit more difficult. Could you give away all of your toys? I'm not going to ask for hands, I'm just going to look for nods or yes or no, okay? So, could you give away all your toys, yes or no? I see lots of shaking of heads here. Okay, let's think about something else. What about your new PlayStation or Xbox or Nintendo Switch and all the games? Could you give that away? Any yeses, any noes? I'm seeing lots of noes this time. Here's one for the parents, the adults. What about your house, or your car, or all your money? Would you be willing to give all that to benefit someone else? What about your life? Would you be willing to give your life for somebody else? Would you be willing to die to save somebody else? That is a big ask, isn't it? Maybe we could give away chocolates like Leo did, but could you give your life? Because giving your life is the biggest, most loving, most sacrificial thing you could ever do for somebody. That's what we remember today, isn't it? All the men and women who gave their lives for others. All the men and women who died so that others might be saved. Millions of people have died fighting in war so that the people that they love might be free. Let me tell you about one particular individual. His name was Brian Budd. Brian was a British Army soldier serving in Afghanistan, and he was awarded the Victoria Cross. The Victoria Cross is the highest and most prestigious award of the British honours system. It's awarded for valour in the presence of the enemy. And it's awarded to members of the British Armed Forces. This is actually the same award that William Coltman received. That's the memorial we were at earlier. But while William Coltman received his award in life, Brian Budd did not. Corporal Budd and his group of soldiers had been ordered to guard a platoon house in order to protect the group of engineers working in the area. On the 20th of August 2006, 24 soldiers were spread out in a cornfield around the compound, and the corn was right up to their heads. And as he was keeping watch, Brian Budd spotted four Taliban soldiers approaching at a distance of about 50 metres. With hand signals, he let his team know, and the section formed a flanking manoeuvre around the cornfield to try to cut them off. But they were spotted, and the Taliban opened fire on the troops. A further group of Taliban also opened fire from a wall further back. The British soldiers took heavy fire. They kneeled and they lay down trying to take cover. One soldier received a bullet in the shoulder, and another was shot in the nose. Realizing that his section was taking heavy fire and would likely be killed, Bud got up and rushed straight into the cornfield in the direction of the Taliban, now just 20 meters away. Bud opened fire on them, distracting the Taliban and allowing the rest of his team to withdraw back to safety so that the casualties could be treated. Well, reinforcements were called for, and an hour later, Brian Bud was found, badly wounded and with no pulse. He was declared dead on arrival at the platoon house. On that day, Brian Bud laid down his life for his friends. He died so that they might live. And Jesus says that that is the most loving thing you could ever do for someone. John chapter 15, verse 13. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Brian Bud showed the greatest love on that day when he gave his life to rescue his friends. And it is acts of bravery and love like this that we remember today. And this is the kind of love that Jesus calls all his followers to show each other. And the reason he calls on them to love each other like this is because he has loved them. Verse 12 says this: My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. They should love each other, we should love each other in the same way that Jesus loves us. That is why Jesus says that the greatest love anyone can show is to lay down his life for his friends, because that is a love that Jesus has shown for his friends. When he died on the cross, he laid down his life for his friends. Now that might raise a question in our minds. How did Jesus dying on the cross save others? We get it with Brian Bud. It's obvious how his actions saved the life of his friends. But how did a man dying on a cross rescue others? Well, we are going to think about that in just a minute. Well, do take a seat. We're going to have a second Bible reading now.
The second Bible reading is from Romans 5, and it's verses 6 to 11. You see, just at the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, should we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
Be to God. Thanks, John. Well, in the first part of the talk, we thought about Jesus' command to love each other and how the greatest love we could show anyone would be to lay down our life. And we finished by seeing that that's exactly the kind of love that Jesus has shown. Jesus died to rescue others. But how? How did Jesus' death save other people? Well, the passage that we just had from Romans tells us. Let me just read verses 6 to 8 again. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It's not often that someone is willing to give their life for someone else. It is a very hard thing to do. And that is why when it does happen, we remember and honour those people in a special way, just as we're doing today. You see, very occasionally someone is willing to give their life for their friends and family and the people they love. But did you notice a difference with Jesus' death? He died for sinners, for the ungodly, for the enemies of God. Well, who are these people? It's us. It's me. And it's you. That's what it says. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us when we were God's enemies. Because that is what all of us are. Even though he's in charge of the whole world, we say no to him. We reject him. We don't listen to him. And we disobey him. And we do it in ways that we might sometimes think are little ways. Things like lying and being jealous of others. And we do it in big ways, like stealing and murder. But all of these things are sinful. And all of them, no matter how big or how little, make us enemies with God. And because we've broken his laws, God is angry with us. And we deserve his wrath and his punishment. And ultimately, this is death and separation from God. It's what we often call hell. And left to ourselves, that is what we all face. And there's nothing we can do about it. We are powerless. We cannot rescue ourselves. But the good news is that Jesus can rescue us. And he did it by his death. The way Jesus rescued us is actually a little bit like how Brian Budd rescued his friends. You see, Brian Budd ran towards the enemy. He shielded his friends from danger. He protected them from the things that would have killed them. And in Jesus' death, he protects us from the wrath and the punishment we deserve. His death on the cross is a bit like a shield. Those who trust in Jesus and stand behind him are protected from God's wrath. Jesus died in our place and he takes our punishment so that we can be friends with God again. He rescues us from death and separation from God and hell so that we might enjoy eternal life in God's presence in heaven. Jesus loves us so much, he laid down his life so that we might be saved. And he did it even when we were his enemies. And so this leaves us with a choice. Instead of enemies, do we want to be friends with Jesus? Do we want to trust in his rescue and follow him? Will we make him the king of our lives? Or do we want to remain his enemy? Do we want to ignore him and reject his rescue? But if we do that, we must face God's wrath ourselves. Instead of Christ dying, we must die. Today is a day when we remember and honour the sacrifices made for our good and for our freedom. We remember the millions of people who've given their lives for others. That is a right and a good thing to do. But will we also remember and honour the sacrifice that Jesus made? Will we remember the great love that he has shown to us? That he was willing to die so that we might have life, eternal life with God in heaven. I'm going to finish by leading us in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for those men and women who have shown the greatest love, that they were willing to give their lives so that others might be saved, so that others might have freedom. And we thank you too for the Lord Jesus and how he also gave his life, not for his friends, before his enemies. We thank you that he was willing to do that so that we might be saved from God's wrath. And we thank you that because of that we can indeed become Jesus' friends and we can look forward to eternal life with God in heaven. Amen.